This is Jody Chelan of Landscape Live. I'm at the Landscape Management booth at Planets GIE in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm standing here with Raul Berrios of Rulescapes, and also is the president of NHLA, which is the National Hispanic Landscape Alliance. Raul, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Jody. It's really a pleasure to be here and share this moment with you here at the Expo.
No, that's great. We're excited that you're able to take some time out. I'm sure you have a very busy schedule. So, Raul, can you just talk a little bit about what your experience is, a little bit about your business, and then we'll talk about the NHLA?
Absolutely. Well, we've been in business for about 8 years now. We're primarily maintenance, but we also do design and build. We're located in Northern Virginia, and so we service the areas of Virginia, Washington, Maryland, and you know, it's in the time that we've been in business, I found out that you know, we work with both Hispanics and Anglos, but you know, the Hispanics in the Asian industry are really, really a big part of it. So that guide me to, or lead me to see how can I, you know, train better my employees. How can I? Because I know if I can make them better, I will succeed in this industry, and not only as a company, but I will also make them better. And if they can, you know, promote and go farther in their own careers from a single labor foreman, then supervisor, account manager, operations manager, why not go all the way even to be a successful business owner? They will be much much better in life, and they will help our communities better.
That sounds great. How long have you been involved with the NHLA?
Well, the National Hispanic Landscape Alliance, NHLA, has existed for 3 years now. It's a young association. You know, people saw the need for this. I've been coming to the Expo ever since I started the company 7-8 years ago. And the first year I came here, I found out, I felt like a little fish in a shark tank. I didn't know Breakfast with Champions. I didn't know about the sessions. I thought it was just the looking at the Expo, going outside, trying the machines. But no, there's way much more than this. So when somebody approached me and talked to me about the NHLA, I immediately saw the potential. I saw that we can promote this all over the country, bring more people here, and not only business owners. You know, there are thousands of business owners, Latino, Hispanic business owners, that they don't know about this. And they'll be much better if they come here. But also, every company in the U.S., I think, you know, most of them, big percentage of them, they use Hispanics, Latinos. And they can, if they bring here and we can train them, we can make them, like I said before, better managers, better supervisors, they'll be better off. The whole industry will benefit from this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. As an executive director of our association, the NJLCA, we have Latino board members because we recognize that as well. It's a very integral part of the industry, and you know, the guys are absolutely wonderful. So let me ask you, though, is the National Hispanic Landscape Alliance, is that just in Virginia, or is it national?
It is national. You know, we have members right now from all over the country. I believe we got more than 30 state representatives from more than 30 states, if I'm not mistaken. But and something that I want to add to, you know, our office or headquarters is really located in Miami. Our executive director, Ralph Edwards, lives in Miami, but we're very active, not only in the training part, like I mentioned before. Something I want to mention, if we have a little time on this, is
sure.
With the advocacy, what we've been doing. We were approached not only by OPEI, but also Planet, when they were fighting not only the H2B program that was going to be affected and was going to affect a lot of our, you know, not only our members, but every company that uses the H2B, but also the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. They were trying to pass a law that they didn't know why they were doing it. People just started talking about, you know, that we're killing the environment. And no, we're professionals. We're professional contractors. We get certified. So if you do it right. And what they were trying to pass was the 40% tariff limitation. That law, if had it passed, you know, it would have been a disaster, catastrophe for our industry. And when we approached that, we started a press release. We sent a press release of more than 300 magazines and newspapers all in the country. And you think that Washington won't listen to you? That's at least what, you know, Planet and big organizations were thinking. I guess they knock on the door too many times, and it looks like Washington wouldn't open the doors. But they did. After 5 months, we got a meeting with APA. And with all the studies, all the support that we had behind us, and not because just we're contractors, professional contractors, and then we can do this better. No, we had all the documentation. They didn't have it. They did not approve that law. And that was huge for manufacturers in our industry, contractors, and everybody that is involved in our industry.
I mean, that's great to know, and that's really what associations, you know, the mandate of associations is to be an advocacy group. And I think that's fantastic that you, you know, you're spearheading that as well. That's just good for the entire industry. Let me ask you, how has, as far as the size of the association, how many members do you currently have?
Well, that is something. I'm glad you asked me that. You know, it's a young association, and as you know, it's very difficult to put together an association.
Sure.
It's been 3 years from just a handful of members. To this day, I think we're around 100 members, but a big part of it is also our supporting members. Our supporting members are the big companies behind the industry that are helping us as well. And I just, you know, yesterday I had something here at the expo. I heard something very interesting from one of the business consultants in the industry, and said, you're maybe in the baby steps now, but I see the potential. I saw when a few years ago, SEMA, the big
Snow and Ice Management Association,
had started in a basement with just a couple of of contractors, and now they're over 2,000. And he said to me, you guys are going farther than that. So I look in a very positive way to the future, in the future in this.
Yeah, absolutely. 3 years is not a long time. You're in your infancy as far as that goes. And like you said, being a national organization, it has another level because everybody is throughout the country. How do you support your members? Do you have meetings? Do you have webinars? How do you provide some information?
Yes, we just also partnership with a training company. So the board gets together once a month through a conference call. We try to meet maybe one or twice in person every year. And then we communicate. Our webpage is very interactive. We show the members what advantages, what are they, you know, if they become a members, what they're gonna be able to get out of that. So we communicate quite a bit with the members.
That's great. And is Roger Phelps still on your board?
Yes. He's still there. So
good. Yeah, he's great.
Great guy.
Great. So let me switch back, you know, to how are you seeing things on the business side of things? How has 2013 looked for you, and how do you see the economy going in the year you're working on, as well as, you know, through your members?
It's a little scary. I always thought, you know, since I am in the backyard of D.C., I always thought that, you know, we're in the bubble. 2008, 2009 really didn't affect us much. Construction got down a little bit. Maintenance was always strong. You go outside of the metropolitan area of D.C. and then you see the changes, you see how economy affects. But inside that, I think we're in a bubble in that area. But what happened last week or 2 weeks ago with the government shutdown, it kind of scared me a little bit. You know, I have some clients saying, you know, the project that we were going to do, I think we're going to postpone it. I don't know if I'm going to go back to work. You know, I didn't get a paycheck for 2 weeks, so I don't know what's going to happen. So something like that, it kind of makes you worry a little bit of what will happen. But in my company, we had a good year, strong year so far. So we're looking forward for the future.
And 2014, you think it's going to carry through and looks like it'll be good as well?
Yes, we already, you know, have more contracts in place, and so we're looking at a good 2014, I believe.
No, that's great to hear. If somebody wants to find out more about the National Hispanic Landscape Alliance, what's the website? What's the best way to follow up?
The best way is to go to the webpage. We have a very interactive, as I said before, webpage. It's Mass Verde USA, so it's. Mass Verde USA means more green USA, so that's how the best way to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that, just to give everyone the website, it's www.massverde.us.
Exactly.
Again, www.masverde.us. So, Raul, I want to thank you very much for taking time from your schedule for coming, you know, live with us on the radio show. And I hope you're enjoying the show, and I'd definitely like to keep in touch in the future. Again, this is Jody Chelan live at Planet GIE in Louisville, Kentucky. And this is Landscape Live.